Deputy Speaker calls an all-party meeting on Gujarat issue. Parliament adjourned after the opposition demanded Modi's dismissal. Deputy Speaker of the Lok Sabha, PM Saeed, today called a meeting of the political parties ahead of the day's Parliament session. It discussed the functioning of the Parliament. No business could be transacted in Parliament on Tuesday after the opposition insisted that Gujarat Chief Minister Narendra Modi resign for his failure to control communal riots in the state. An unrelenting opposition kept up pressure even today, resulting in the adjournment of the House for the fourth day running. Senior Congress leader Kapil Sibal later ruled out any let-up in the opposition tirade against the government.
I'm glad that Sena advice prevailed and that they realized that they should not make a tragedy into a political issue and seek to take political advantage out of it. So therefore good sense has prevailed and we are happy for that. But that's nothing to do with our original demand that in the circumstances that Modi is in and the kind of situation that is prevailing in Gujarat.
National Conference leader Dr. Farooq Abdullah said that restoring communal amity was the need of the hour.
अफसोस तो इस बात का है, हम लोग सब ताकत की तरफ दौड़ रहे हैं कि किसी तरीके से हम लोग सत्ता में आ जाएं और दिल्ली पे कब्जा कर लें। इसके बजाय कि हम ये सोचें कि हिंदुस्तान को कैसे बचाएं, मुसलमानों और हिंदुओं को कैसे इकट्ठे करें, उसके बजाय अगर हम ये सोचते हैं कि एक सरकार को गिराने से मेरी सरकार आ जाएगी और मैं हिंदुस्तान को बचा सकूंगा, ये गलत तरीका है। मैं इसके फेवर में नहीं हूं, मैं इस फेवर में हूं कि सबसे पहले हमें मुल्क में ये हिंदू मुसलमान तनाव जो है, ये मस्जिद मंदिर का जो मामला है, इसे खत्म करना है।
According to official figures, over 800 people have died in the Gujarat violence, which started on February 27th, when a mob torched a train at Godhra, burning 59 people to death. Dipankar Chakravarti with Pragyadatta Varma, ENI.